Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't know why it became a thing on the show. My personal theory is that once one person called about it, they smelled the blood in the water, and the Sacramento-styled listener that loves controversy continued to call.
There are very few people that can throw me off the show.
They can shake your foundation.
When I see that name, it's like, what is it? You know how I am. I don't want anything to be not known.
Don't like to receive. You don't like to wait for bad news. You'd rather know right away.
Yeah, Mr. Corleone likes to have bad news right away.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me a ventilator.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
So during these difficult times, I do an awful lot of thinking, as I'm sure everybody in the country does, because you say to yourself, where are we going? Where are we going to end up? And I think I may have a solution for anybody that might be confused or worried on a strategy. We can all probably agree that messages we are getting from the government and our fellow Americans have been, at the very least, a tad confusing. You've got 50
yeah.
states that are all doing their own thing, and it is very, very mind-numbing to try to decipher what's happening.
Who's best state to contain this thing?
Well, I don't know if there is one. I think they're all opening on some level, and I get it, but I think that there are two things that have really firmed up in my pint-sized brain here. One is that no matter what you do, you will probably experience some level of risk. I don't think that's possible. Yeah. That's not avoidable.
Agreed.
But the other thing is, you are on your own.
Mm.
If you want to get through this and you really want to know how to do it, you're on your own. No one's out there that's really, really trying to guide you through this. I thought they were. I thought really for a period of time that I would turn on the magic box. I would look at my leadership federally, locally, state, people. And I think it's indelibly clear to me, and I think it should be to everybody, that they are not in any way, shape, or form doing anything but speculating on how they can help their jobs and their economies. I don't think they're trying to save people's lives. And my goal for this, especially when you hear about little kids experiencing symptoms, is to prevent my family from getting sick. That's my priority. Yeah. I think that that's what it is. And I have a job where I work from home. I am ahead of the curve. If you have to have a different priority, my heart is with you like you would not believe. And I get it. But it also speaks to why I feel that at this point in time, you've got to be on your own. You've got to do this the way you do this, because no one's really telling you that that you should behave a certain way. It's just not happening. And even when it does happen, you've got a group of people who may or may not be manipulated, who want to say, this is my freedom, this is my right, and those are not people that I want to take my cues from either, because I think they're scary. Because anybody that wears a gun into a state house is somebody I'm not going to take my cue, and I'm not sure whether they get the correct information. So who do you believe? Do you believe the people that governors of states that do a full lockdown? Do you believe the mayors that open the beach down here in Naples, Florida? Open the beach one day, too many idiots went to the beach shoulder to shoulder, close the beach the next day. That's what they're doing. That tells you all you need to know. So if you went out to the beach on Saturday and you were shoulder to shoulder with somebody that may or may not have been infected, well, screw that. You might be screwed. And there's nothing you can do about it because you made a bad decision. Wouldn't have made that decision if you were thinking to protect yourself and you were on your own. I never thought that we'd have to be on our own, but we are on our own. The great American society, this state, you go out and you take care of yourself. And if you don't take care of yourself, you let the chips fall. Now, taking care of yourself might be, I'm going down to the local Applebee's and I'm going to scarf down some of their specials. And I think the six feet separation of tables is going to do me fine. That to me is,
Applebee's is probably not the best, I would say, example. Because they have curbside pickup. They did before they started.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
that's true.
I have a news story that I got today about my kicker today, Oscar, was a couple of guys inside an Applebee's.
What? So of course.
Maybe that's why I was thinking about it. But it has nothing to do with coronavirus and everything to do with them.
You would have enjoyed this. You said 6 feet. And by the way, I'm with you. I agree that it is frustrating. I think to a man here, we've all said that we have to do what we can for ourselves and make our own, action plan to say, this is how we're going to live our lives.
Try to use some wisdom. And, I mean, it's the best you can do.
And even yesterday, God willing, August, September, who knows?
Right.
Rob, you'll be at home forever. But if we have to reopen Podcast Village, I'm literally taping out on the floor 6 feet separation points for maybe two or three people to return back to work. When and if they have to. That's just the reality.
Right.
You know, it's interesting that we hear this 6 feet. And that's the bit
of an arbitrary.
It's a great
guess, isn't it?
Bit of an arbitrary number. I don't think that if you go into a restaurant that is, say, 1,500 square feet, one of those little restaurants where they have the table, and you separate the tables, I don't think that's going to do dick. I think if there's somebody that's infected, you got a very good chance.
No, it's a lovely gesture. It's a lovely gesture.
I saw a statistic that indicated if people were wearing masks and you were in a shopping situation, that you seriously diminished the chance of spreading infection.
Wearing masks here.
You know, we went to a farmer's market where there were people that were not wearing masks. There is no leadership saying, everybody wear a mask. I think it would be a beautiful thing if when you went out into a public place, you had to wear a mask. But then again, I hate to say this to people, especially my friend Jimmy Cerrito and people that have restaurants. The idea of going out to eat, you don't eat through a mask.
We can't.
It's very, very. Look, what do we like to do? We like to go out to eat. I'm sorry. Mike, that's a big part of American culture. What?
There's a segment of this population that, especially male, from the numbers we're getting now, and from the cell phone tracking data as of yesterday, that are just going out and living their lives, and because they think they're bulletproof, and they may be.
Mike, you wouldn't believe what I saw on Saturday.
That's why we're on our own because nobody's telling them what to do.
And also, before I just want to say, it seems to me we had this initial feeling when all this broke wide about March 18th or so that we were on our own, and then we got sort of an optimism. Because it almost seemed like there was some leadership.
Oh, there was greater optimism when we were all forced to stay inside and we were figuring
it
out.
It's falling apart
now. I felt like all the oars were in the water. I felt like we were all pulling for each other. It's
a disaster.
It's weak leadership, period.
So what I saw on Saturday, someone put up a link of they opened up certain things on the boardwalk in Ocean City in Maryland.
Ooh.
And they had the live video feed. And I just for fun clicked on the feed for Thrasher's Fries.
Okay. Ooh, I love Thrasher's Fries.
They're delicious.
Yum, yum.
I'd kill for them right now.
Essential, I'm not sure. I saw clips of people standing shoulder to shoulder, maybe half of them in masks, on a cold May Saturday to buy flipping French fries. And I was out of my mind. I said, you know what? We deserve what we get.
You are on your own, right?
And I said, I can't stop you from doing it. I can stop myself from going there and being a part of it. And and someone wrote under my post, they said, this is why we can't have nice things. And
well,
it's true. It is.
It's absolutely true. We are
if you can
infants.
Postmate Thrashers.
We are infants, and that is...
You look, made water go my nose.
What did he say about Thrashers?
He wants to Postmate Thrashers. Just drive 100 miles east.
It's hard, you know, when they get that, by the time they get to you.
French fries,
you know what I mean? French fries, they do not travel well.
Yeah, like from the distance.
Travels well.
Even the distance from Jimmy's kitchen to your table.
It's just. Oh, that's not nice.
Mike, have you seen these little robots around? I mean, maybe it's not densely populated where you live, but there are now robots in Fairfax, D.C., Arlington, these little cooler robots that drive around and drop off food to people. They're finally implemented.
2 years ago, they had them at George Mason, and they were using to deliver things around the campus. And I said, this is fascinating and horrifying. And now it's part of our real life that these are little guys. It's like the first two reels of the movie Star Wars. They're out there, you know, with Jawas and delivering things. Yeah,
Mike.
So are they, what, these robots are like going to people's homes?
Yeah, they're like, they're, I would say, take your largest, or I would say medium Yeti cooler.
Yeah.
And put six wheels on it, and they're all.
And an antenna.
And then an antenna, and they drive deliveries to people.
Yes.
And that's how you get your delivery. It's completely contactless.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It seems to me that we are, and we are blessed, that we don't have to be on top of each other to do what we do. I know that, and I'm not going to be one of these people that says, you can't go. If you have to get out and make a living, you really have a very difficult choice to make, and my heart goes out to
you. Some people don't have choices.
And then there are people that, you know, that we've talked about, the people on the front lines. If you believe the numbers in the great state of Florida, then you would say we had our lowest case in a long time. And by the way, if you're talking about delivery to the front door, this is what's left of, I hold in my hand, the Iguana Mia frozen margarita
jug. Mike, wow. That, and you keep that in the freezer.
So we almost killed it, right? Yeah.
Fantastic.
But it's still got that soft because it's got alcohol in it. So it's got that soft quality.
Could you add water to that or liquid?
No. You just warm it up a little.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, that smell.
smells like Friday.
Thank you, Carly. No, I could have one right now. I really could.
That's good booze.
Early hour. But, you know, that's, you know, speaking of wonderful delivery or pickup. It's a on your own situation here where, you know, the people are going to work and doing what they do at the same time. They've been working here through the entire virus outside. You've seen that, these crews that are down.
But this is
here.
Also why I think that if you are essential and you have to report, this is why it's important that anyone who has an option, anyone who could take a separate route, perhaps figure out a way to stay at home, work at home, delay a trip. That's why it's important if you have the option. Please be careful. Please use the wisdom, because the people that are out there, that is a steady number. We can't touch that. But if we can keep the other number down, maybe we can do something in the right direction. So you don't necessarily need to have French
Mike,
fries.
Do you think we could fit Pony in one of these coolers? I just sent all of you the picture of these little DoorDash guys. We can fit Pony in it. And he can
Do they kind of poop out the whatever they're giving you? They sort of slide it out?
When it gets to you.
Yeah.
You open it unlocks for you. It's got a bunch of cameras, and then you just pick it up.
And Pony jumps out and says, I don't know how to fix that.
It's just so cool. Necessity, the mother of invention. I love that. That is spectacular. It's what I said, and it's not happy. With that said, with saying we're all on our own, I would welcome what about one little directive for everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Why not telling everybody if you're out in public?
This is tough. It's tough to buy into. It's tough to buy into leadership when leadership doesn't know what they're doing.
Right.
And if you're just the common Joe and you're sitting at home, or even if you're educated, or you have a poli sci degree or whatever you may be, maybe you're a professor, who knows? How do you feel safe if the one place in the world that should be the safest can't keep the virus out?
And you've got, what did I read an article today where they're asking everybody to wear a mask except the big guy?
Yeah.
Because why he?
And if I were the big guy,
because the king,
I would be the most worried. Of course.
But that's good. Maybe that can be interpreted as a sign of some amount of courage, but I doubt it. I think that there. Who knows?
He's not Winston Churchill.
He was showing courage at that press conference yesterday. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, where he picked on the Chinese reporter. You know,
I'll have that in the audio vault.
The American reporter who was of Asian extraction. And then he said, why don't you ask China? And she's like, why are you asking me that?
It's a wonderful thing to dissect.
I know someone from China.
Yes. Oh, God.
That's my our leader. God. That's right. Our leader.
Carl and I got our vote by mail proxies.
Are we voting this year? I forgot.
We are voting this year.
Decided?
Right. By the way, do it if you can. The earlier the better. You get your information into vote by mail if you want to do that. Because I say, what's the reason to go into a polling place shoulder to shoulder if you don't have to?
I'm still undecided.
And, apply for as far as whether you want to go vote in
no,
the
just
polling
as who
place.
Who I'm going to vote for.
Yeah, we got to decide.
Yeah, right. We know that. But hey. It's government's been out of it on my level for a good long time. It's clear what they want to do, both on the guys that are on my team. You know, I still think the pressure on your mayors, your governors, your legislators to open to get the economy back is overwhelming, and they're not saying lives. Nobody. Do you hear anybody coming out and really screaming that your life is more important than the economy? You don't hear that.
No, that's not
going to happen in the great state, the great United States of America.
I think the narrative now is that the country's more important than our susceptible population.
Right.
That there will be, you know, some will die.
Yeah.
For the good of all. Weird. Weird that we're there, but that's where we're there. That's why you got to look out for yourself.
In our lifetime, we're hearing that.
I don't know who I was talking to. It might have been Chad and Trav from Big O and Dukes. I said, man, I'm not as worried about Mike O'Mara because you, the national treasurer, have been through so many surgeries and your body has fought off so many infections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
unbeatable.
But I'm worried about Rob Spiewak because, if it even touches you. Like you're going.
Well,
down.
I'm pretty sure that I will die during this coronavirus, but not from coronavirus.
What?
It'll be something else: heart attack, stroke, something like that. It'll get me.
Self-inflicted wound.
Could be.
Certainly, you go there a lot when you're drinking heavily, which, to be honest with you, scares me.
You're like calling out, and licking the mailbox.
Sure. They've got a gun store in Sterling with curbside pickup.
Oh, stop that! Don't. That freaks me out.
I love guns.
Here it pot. Is. I think that you can't. Everybody's going nuts.
Yes.
It's not going to be normal for the foreseeable future. It's not. But people want to go back to what they want to do, and you're going to have a. You're going to have to protect yourself.
Yeah.
In Florida, we had absolutely one of the lowest case days that we've had. It was an amazing number. Here's the problem.
Attaboy, Ron DeSantis. Good job.
Here's the problem. I don't trust him. Don't trust him as
well. Why should you?
How can you believe a number when he's saying he's not letting the medical examiners release the real numbers? But this was our number, if you take it as gospel truth, and I don't, but I hope it is.
Mm-hmm.
Our number yesterday, and people said, oh, Mike, you just don't believe it because it's a good number. Yeah, that's why I'm mentioning it on the show right now. Okay? That's why I'm mentioning this number.
What's the number?
I'm mentioning this number because this number is optimistic, and I'd love to be optimistic. So as I go to, you see a tiny little blip. You've got all the way from April 13th. Let me give you this one. We were 1,200 cases, roughly, on April 13th. And as of yesterday, that is May 11th, we had, it's a very difficult chart to, May 11th, 2020, 103 cases.
Mm.
Wow, 10%. Mm. That's a 90% reduction. That's great.
So that's down from 398. That's down from 707. That's down from 763.
They love seeing those trends. That trending stuff, that's the data that matters.
Well, yeah, but go ahead.
It's tough to buy into those numbers because I think we can all agree that DeSantis is 100% asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And that's a steady number. It's been 100%.
I think he's performing for his daddy. I think that's what he wants to do.
I see him and I'm like, you're a cheap wannabe Mitt Romney if Mitt Romney was in love with Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He's a guy. When you read stories that were done by the Miami Herald and the paper up in Tampa that exposed a directive from the Department of Health to not allow some of these numbers to get out there, and then you started playing with the numbers about non-residents and residents, which is a great game to play in Florida because we have so many snowbirds down here that make their residence somewhere else. It's weird. But at the same time,
I can't believe I'm even getting political. This is how crazy this is. It's
a question of leadership.
It's not really political.
And they're not. I don't trust. As far as I'm concerned, I have people that I think on the national level I would like to see in charge right now. It's not happening. It's not going to be happening. But the world we're living in right now, all of them. I think you have to, you are on your own. It's become indelibly clear to me that we take care of ourselves. And I would urge our listeners, if at all possible, that you don't put yourself in harm's way. Mm-hmm. You don't pretend like this doesn't exist. And you wear a mask. Yep. I read one stat that screamed at me. I'll look it up as far as the,
Take the first 2 weeks of June off, man. You stay safe. You still got to come here virtually, right? But not here,
right?
Well, first of all, Oscar would tell our listeners that I have kind of, you know, what you think is best. You're there,
yeah.
I'm here. I don't pull those strings. I don't make those calls. Yeah. If we get our job done and we're able to work, Oscar and I have said that all along.
I actually said to someone, might have been Maddie. I said, Maddie, the last time you saw Rob in person, like flesh to flesh, one to one, because he is so susceptible. Look at the man. Anything touches him, he's
going
down.
What's really excuse me, one second,
yes.
Oscar.
Yes.
This is an exciting day, Mike. I want you to write it down. It's May 12th, 2020. Oscar has a new drum to beat, and that is that I'm going to die of COVID. He's twice addressed it today, so keep track. This is fun. This is fun. I love when a kid gets a new toy.
Scared for you.
So yeah. I can tell. It's right behind the smile.
No, I'm serious.
Hey, Andrew.
Okay. It's funny we're having this conversation.
Andrew, can you hear me? I don't know if Andrew can hear me. Andrew, if you can hear me, I can't hear you, but we are taping our show right now, so I will call you after the show. So thank you.
Timely.
Thank you.
It's
thank
timely.
You very much.
Yeah.
Pays attention to what I do for a living.
I said the last time you saw Rob in real life will be the last time you see Rob in real life, probably for all of 2020.
Yeah. So it'll be okay. Or for the rest of her life.
You know what? There's one person that calls me that freaks me out, you know, more than anybody. So I'm calling him right now.
Call him right
okay,
right.
Good. Yeah.
We'll
patter while you mute because it might be something personal.
Of course, people should know this is Andrew Ridgely from Wham.
Wham.
Oh, wow. I reach his cell phone. Wham. Great. Oh, well. Thanks, Andrew. Dr. Death calls me again. All right. So I always get scared. Yes. Anyway.
Dr. Death.
No, there's one guy. Oscar will tell you that I just freak out, you know?
Yeah. Usually, hey, what's going on at the show?
Right. I know.
But I usually get a follow-up text that says, call me from Andrew. And that's all it says.
Yeah.
I know. So I haven't gotten
He's
that text.
He's big for cryptic calls.
I haven't
and
gotten that text. So if I get it, then you'll know something's up.
All right.
But I usually get the.
Maybe he's just checking
call
on you.
Me or call Andrew. One or the other. Andrew, by the way, for those out there that are wondering who Andrew is, Andrew
he's
is.
He's our accountant.
Yes, he
for
is
the, show.
The CFO of the program.
Or is the. He's the bearer of bad news. That's what I always like to call him. But anyway, you know. Getting back to. Never good. You know,
I mean, we're all taking
never good.
We're all
ever.
We're all taking hits. But right. If my projections are correct, it shouldn't be terrible.
Well,
like, I mean, I think what most people are taking, like 25%, even economy wise, the idea that we're still even broadcasting and
Mike,
here,
sorry about
amazing.
That. I was calling because we received 4 deposits from Rob.
Mm, got it.
What does
That's
that
good.
Mean?
4 deposits.
See, I don't know. That's cryptic.
I mean, some money came through from a advertiser, and I think I know which one it is. So that's good.
That's a good thing. He's probably going to ask what advertiser.
Right.
But why is he doing that during the show is the question.
Well, he cares. He's my longest running professional relationship. Yeah. So
you say that with such love.
I love the guy. I've sent his kids presents before.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Don't do it anymore. But anyway. But there are very few people that can throw me off the
show.
They
can shake your foundation.
When I see that name, it's like, what? What is it? You know how I am. I don't want anything to,
Mike, you
be not known.
You don't like to receive, you don't like to wait for bad news. You'd rather know right away.
Yeah, Mr. Corleone likes to have bad news right away.
Thank
Immediately.
You for the show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, somebody call Andrew. But $18.5 apiece is the best offer that I can make.
Well, I understand. And they are some great looking vans you got out there.
Yes, sir. Top of the line.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for your time, Mr.
Denham. Billy Tim Denham.
Yes, Denham like a jean.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Just like the jean.
Man, you got some lovely hands here. Do you moisturize?
I'm sorry?
I tried all sorts of brand of lotion. I even went fragrant free for a whole year. Now, my sister, she uses aloe vera with a little sunscreen in it. Yeah. And ideally speaking, we all should wear gloves to go to bed. But I found out that that would be a little interference in my social agenda, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Plus, I get a reaction from the camphor. So I really don't get into the traditional remedies, you know?
I see, yeah. Let me tell you something. Mm. If you were willing to pay cash,
yeah,
I might be able to drop that down to, say, 16 each.
No.
Yes, sir.
You do that.
Well, yes, sir.
Man, that'd be lovely. They told me to come see you.
Oh, did they? Well, I'm sure glad they did.
They told me.
Okay, well, let me go get the paperwork, and I'll be right back. You just wait here at the table, okay?
You do that.
Thank you, sir.
You're out of your goddamn minds. Are you listening to me? You're both of you nuts. I know more about casino security than any man alive. I invented it, and it cannot be beaten. They got cameras, they got watches, they got locks, they got timers, they got vaults. They got enough armed personnel to occupy Paris. Okay, bad example. What am I saying? You guys are pros, the best. I'm sure you can make it out of the casino. Of course, lest we forget, once you're out the front door, you're still in the middle of the fucking desert.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That's a clip from the movie Ocean's 37,
yep.
Starring Elliot Gould and Carl Reiner and all those wonderful people. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Podcast Village Studios. Great to have you along. Hey, our first segment brought to you by our friends at Cornerstone that want you to know mortgage loan availability has fallen to a six-year low. Lenders have recently reduced programs and raised minimum credit requirements to offset potential losses from COVID-19. So it's more important than ever to work with a team that you can trust. The team at Cornerstone First Financial, keeping up with the latest changes to make sure you get the best rate and program for all your mortgage needs. Whether it's a purchase or refi, their low rate guarantee and the fact that they are a lender and a broker allows them to have all the programs available, not just a one size fits all. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. As states reopen, buying and selling housing activity will be unprecedented. Get ready
True.
For that.
Oh, it
oh,
happens.
We can't wait. And people will need to tap into their home's equity. Don't call a loan salesperson. Call a loan professional.
Here, here.
Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. All right, so, well, I think I made that clear. As far as the way you lived your life, you're on your own. And please wear masks, folks. I mean,
yes,
if you have
please.
Them, just get them. And I think they ought to be easier just to get for people. They're paper. They're cheap to
courtesy.
Make. Come on.
As a
right.
common yeah. courtesy.
As a common courtesy. And until we, you know, there's good, too. There's good on the horizon where historically pandemics come to an end.
Yes.
Even when you didn't have the medical technology
it'll go
we
away.
Have.
It'll go away.
It's,
like
it's going to eventually, you know, dissipate. And then there will be something else that we will be terrified of. This is unprecedented. We've never been through a time like this. There will probably be a very lengthy period of time where normal is not normal, where you will not be able to jam yourself into a stadium or jam yourself into a crowded restaurant. It's not going to happen.
It could be this guy. I read an article this morning from a gentleman who had like a health startup, like a, you know, one of these startups in New York City.
Right.
And he had a term letter in front of him for $4 million, and he thought that his company was being undervalued. It was 2 weeks before this pandemic broke out. So he, he said no to the offer.
Oh.
And now his company has completely collapsed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing.
Like it's
amazing.
It turns
like
on a dime.
Nobody could have seen this coming. The idea that we're still flapping our gums and we have a wonderful audience listening to us is a blessing.
We are blessed. Are blessed more than so many people. And everybody should just be aware that the way you feel about things, it's not an imposition to wear a mask. It's not.
No, it's a not. Courtesy is what it is. And keep in mind, it's not as much for you as it is for others.
Take the moment, this moment, if you can. There's so much online. And if you've got the time and you can, if you want to get out of your funk, and I'm not saying you have to take online college courses, but some of these master classes, any of these your hobbies, whatever you want, take this time. If you have the extra time at home and you can escape from your kids or do something, learn something new. Like it's amazing how what is available to us in this world that you could, I'm not even talking about learning to play an instrument. You could do that hypothetically, but like if you want to learn more about film, if you want to learn more about audio, all of that is available for you on the web. And if you have the means, which most of us don't, but you go to public course, like the idea, I never thought of playing golf in my life, Mike, in my life. I thought it was a boring sport. I just didn't know enough about it. Didn't have the patience for it. I sat here, this is the first weekend, this past weekend where, I feel like I actually have like a Sunday off because it's
right,
not like
some downtime,
which is better or worse if you think about it for business. I'd rather be busy. That I said, there's this Montgomery County public course. And actually, maybe this is the time where I get to like go out there. I have golf clubs and actually play around and social distance.
Well, I mean, it's a sport that you play. I told the idiot story about me picking up the pin.
Yes.
Where you don't touch anybody, you don't get close to anybody, and you can do your own thing, and you can still socialize and be 6 feet apart, and it works for me, and I do it a lot, and it took me a while to get back there. A couple of us that are a little more vigilant than I was, and they have not come back yet. We're hoping to get one of them on Sunday, one of our guys coming back, and I hope that I'm doing the right thing. I still worry about the fact that the social circle that I travel in when I play golf is stocked with people that are probably out to restaurants.
As safe as the people you're around.
That's very true.
Yeah, and that's why if you're going to be around people, you keep your distance and you hit the hand sanitizer, which I carry with me on the golf course. And but I think it's a great sport to play during this time.
Think about a relationship, Mike. If I could actually play golf. Think about what that would mean to our relationship.
Oh, no, I'd kill you.
On you for a second.
I'd kill you. No, it would be fine.
You would never come north, and he doesn't like to travel down there.
If I became a great golfer, just on a whim. It's just because it happened.
If you got a passion for the sport, I would perhaps call my other Hispanic friend and swap you out with him. Now, he's a 12 handicap. You got a long way to go. And he's a 12 that plays to a lower handicap. So, my friend Oli Ramirez, and he's much wealthier
than you. What is that called? Is that called a horizontal promotion? When you just swap them out?
It's called a racial quota.
Yeah. No, I just happened to bump into this guy, and he was fantastic. He's my best buddy, Oli, down here in Florida, and I don't have many friends down here. What is it, Rob? What is it about Hispanic men that I'm drawn to?
They're passionate sexual people, and you like that.
Passionate sexual people.
That's it. The machismo.
By the way, look, full disclosure. Snopes. I got on Snopes just because I was curious about it. Okay, the efficacy of face masks against the spread of COVID-19.
Yeah.
Unknown.
As is unknown. Almost everything.
You're looking at that and you're saying to yourself, wearing a face covering in public during the COVID-19 coronavirus disease pandemic is sound advice and in some circumstances a legal requirement that could help slow the spread of the disease, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. But just how effective are these masks? In April 2020, many social media users encountered a simple chart that supposedly showed how effective face masks could be at preventing coronavirus infection. That's the one that I looked at, all right? Where, a COVID carrier with a person wearing a mask, 70% chance that it could be spread. A COVID-19 carrier with a person that wasn't wearing a mask, greater chance, and then 1.5% chance if both people were wearing a mask. Snopes.com says that's mostly false. We're skeptical about the accuracy of this chart. It doesn't appear to have originated with a reputable source. This meme does not specify the type of mask, homemade cloth, etc., used in the chart. So they don't know. But I still think it's not a bad thing to do.
Well, I think what it is, Mike, it boils down.
By the way, that was the stat on social media that I based my life on.
You know, but you know what? If you paint in broad terms, this is like when you said some time back, you hope we're wrong about global warming. You just hope you're wrong about it. But why not prepare and try to prevent it? So what we're doing here.
What
we're doing here is we're just trying our best. There's no reason to think that wearing a mask is going to make things worse.
Right.
And if it makes things any better, then wear a mask.
Also, we've sworn off Aquanet, so we're doing our part.
Well, I shaved my head, so it really wasn't a thing.
Well,
I tried it, but my scalp didn't move.
The World Health Organization, that's come under scrutiny too, says in a statement, masks alone cannot stop the pandemic. No. Well, we don't expect it to stop the pandemic, but I think you would be doing well if you wore a mask. So that's what we got right now.
What about, did you watch 60 Minutes this past week?
I did. I watch it religiously during this time. They've had some wonderful stories on this pandemic.
Me too, as we've discussed at length. What I thought was fascinating outside, well, I think Amazon is not doing everything they say they're doing. That's just my opinion.
Did you see my post about the guy from Amazon?
Mike, I haven't been on Facebook in forever.
I savored.
Oh, so you didn't see my 60 Minutes
every
post?
Word of your post. I thought it was was Hemingway.
Oscar, before you proceed, I will have to share with you. So what Oscar is referencing is there was a story about Amazon and how they may be putting their workers at risk, and
shopping website, Oscar. People can go online to buy things.
Thank you. There.
The SVP of operations, they trotted out, and I forgot what his name was.
Not Scott Van Pelt.
His name was Clark. I know it was Clark.
Not Dick.
No, hold on, just a second.
Clark Productions.
Dave Clark, the Dave Clark Pod. Yeah, that's why I remember that. So he comes out to talk about COVID, I think I'll explain the guy by my post.
Okay.
And Oscar, you can relate to this. I said, enjoyed watching Amazon's SVP of operations, Dave Clark, squirm on 60 Minutes. Reminded me of every dick radio suit I ever worked for. I feel for the employees of Amazon. I think they are treated like cattle. I know how Amazon handled our affiliate relationship badly, and they treat their business partners like crap. Such a culture of arrogance. I bet old Davey thinks that he killed it up against Leslie Stahl. But you didn't, Dave. You came across as a smarmy, smirky asshole. And anyone who has ever sat in a room with a guy like you in a corporate environment knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, go ahead and fire the employees who speak up for better working conditions 2 hours after they protest Amazon. We all love to get those packages, but boy, I wish they had a competitor. Mm. So that's the guy. And then I put a picture of him above that. I was very moved by this guy. The picture I put up said, Mr. Clark wants to see you in his office, O'Mara. I can't show it to you. So go ahead.
That's exactly my sentiment. The only other thing I could add is
Rob's getting a picture of him. This will be great.
I want that robot that's going through the aisles at Whole Foods
and zapping the potential virus spreaders with ultraviolet light. It looks interesting with that. This guy,
poor guy.
There he is. I have sat in rooms with those dead eyes more times than I can tell you, and he just was he thought he was so in control and so much more. Hi, I'm Dave Clark. I'm the guy that makes it. Well, so what? It's not a fact.
Wasn't it strange that he wasn't wearing the mask at the beginning of the video of the tour, and then he was
wearing it at the end?
I said, somebody on his team should have said, "Hey, man, why don't you throw on that mask before you go on national television and tell everybody your business?"
Rob, if you could look up to while we're talking about it, because look, we've had our own issues with
and
Amazon.
And I never
gave a middle finger to 7 million podcasts. Mm-hmm.
I never get
the
a chance to play this jingle, Mike.
The Dave Clark Five.
So there you go.
We never talk about Amazon. I think that ship has sailed, Oscar. I don't think they're ever coming back, so I don't think I'm hurting anything. Amazon used to be, we used to heard it on the show, shop through Amazon. Yeah. We used to talk about it all the time. They were an affiliate program, and what an affiliate program is, for those of you that don't know, look up Amazon's corporate attorney, too, and show a picture of that guy.
Okay.
The corporate attorney for Amazon. You want to see another Poindexter dick who's up there. So Amazon's deal was we would get a teeny tiny percentage of what would be bought through our website. Mm-hmm. We do it now with Target and Walmart. Mm-hmm. And it actually proved to be something very good for our show. It was not a lot of money to them, but it was good for us.
Pillar, if we had four pillars to the show.
Right.
Or a stool. It was one of the legs. Yeah.
And the real time where it would work for us would be October through December.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
When things would go. Inevitably, every October or November, Amazon would find a way to suspend us for some podcast
reason.
Violation.
Mm-hmm.
It was a joke. And then they finally said, just screw you totally. And how many, I mean, I know you don't have a number. How many podcasts do you think went out of business?
I would say anybody that was making substantial, I would say material dollars for their shows were booted.
Yeah.
They were just booted.
Yeah,
and
it was so difficult.
Amazon started with these affiliate campaigns to gain market share. But when they own the market, instead of, working with the shows that helped them make the market, I would say, that really
Which
promoted them,
right.
I thought there would have been a little more of a tactful way to say, look, we're going to ease out of this process.
Well, they make so much money that we were absolutely irrelevant
but it
to
was
them,
like,
which is
boom!
Understandable.
And you're
yeah.
like, oh,
is this the fellow, Mike?
There he is. There's the other guy. Yeah, there you go. How can I screw more people? I am.
It was brutal, but it also, I think for a lot of shows, it opened their eyes up of how susceptible they were to this.
Right.
Well,
and once again, what's the theme here? You're on your own. Yeah. You're on your
own. Same.
Don't rely on anybody, even though, by the way, it wouldn't have mattered really, I think, to Amazon for a show like ours. It wouldn't have mattered, but they were, they know how powerful they are, and they still are powerful, and I still order from them because they are, in many cases, the best game in town to do it with. But at the same time, you see a guy like that and the way they treat people, and remember, the theme of today's show, you're kind of on your own.
Yeah.
Do your own thing. Kind of interesting to read that mask statistic being shot down, but it's also not being validated that maybe it could be true. I think it could be true.
Let's think of the science behind the mask is that if two people are wearing a mask, less germs are going to be transmitted, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go.
That's it. That's
like
it.
We said,
it's hospitals.
Not hurting. It's not hurting.
It couldn't hurt. We got to take
a remember,
break.
And remember, Mike, Amazon loves a pandemic.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun. And well, there was a bit of a controversy over the weekend on our Friday night show.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not sure really where it came from. And you know, he's hinky sometimes. I'm talking about Rob Spiewak. Mm-hmm. So we'll have the Inquisition when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's your boy Paulie again. Now, I heard some of you P1s don't have Alexa, but you do have Google Home. Well, guess what? The Mike O'Mara Show is also on Google Home. Check it out. Hey, Google, play the Mike O'Mara Show podcast.
Okay, resuming podcasts. The Mike O'Mara Show, number 2208, full course meal.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment. Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our...
That's unfreaking believable, eh? Take it back, Mike.
Thank you, Polly. I love that one. I just
I
love
do
that
too.
One.
I do
unfreaking
too.
Believable, eh? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody's fighting boredom during this pandemic. You're looking for a fun way to pass the time while engaging your brain with great visuals and a gripping story? Your answer is Best Fiends. Mm. The game that Rob Spiewak is addicted to, Best Fiends, a
Mike,
casual game.
I'm at level
game.
62. I'm at trap. It's called Trapped Treasure, and I can't get those boxes open. But I'm working
Best
on it.
Fiends,
working on it.
Best Fiends is what he's talking about. It's a casual game that anyone can play, but it's made for adults. You can spend as much or as little time as you'd like in the game. Perfect for a little break, Eddie time, fun time, Miller time, snack time,
Fiends
Best
time.
Fiends, there you go. Best Fiends is a unique and exciting puzzle experience. Unlike other puzzle games out there, Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and events so it never gets old. Once you start, you can't stop. Fresh, fun, and cute. I'm cute. And it's a blast beating the levels, as Rob just told you. Best Fiends is a great game anytime. It doesn't require internet to play, so you don't need to worry about Wi-Fi access or using cell data. No bandwidth, no problem. Spend some time with your Best Fiends. There they are. There's Rob's game right there.
Yep.
Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, everybody. All right, so how to set this up. So we're cruising through our bonus show. Our Friday cocktail party show. And we got one, two, maybe three calls about the bet with Rob Spiewak and whether he got paid for his got paid off for his bet.
Our 2018 2019 season. 2019 season of the NFL season. We had this we'd never make this bet again, Mike. Just simply finances alone would not allow.
Oh, I know.
It.
Right.
Where we said, "All right, let's make this interesting." Before we even had a premier, I would say, advertiser on, but that had to do with betting. Like, we just said, "F it, let's make this NFL season fun."
Right.
Let's
right.
bet $50 a game, and it added up to like
per week. Yeah.
Per week. And we let it roll over. And there were some iterations that would allow for, okay, you're going to let it roll over. Let's let it ride for the entire season.
It became a whole season bet. Yeah.
Became, and people.
Well, we got to let ride is your connectivity right now.
Mine?
That's for sure.
Is it breaking up?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
you're just
so
a little
sorry.
Delayed.
You're, all right, you're Mike, I'll let you take it away. I'll fix it on my mind.
So we get some calls about, and by the way, Rob won the bet, and we made a big deal on the show. About whether or not, you know, how Rob was going to get paid, all that. But it was a couple of months ago. And then on Friday, what made me suspicious is we got not one, not two, but like three calls regarding your bet pay. And I think towards the end of the show, Oscar and I, Rob, thought that the fix was in here, that, you know, that these were plants. Because you wanted to get your money, and somehow you had manipulated these callers to call in, or it was discussed somewhere else where I didn't know about it. And why out of the blue?
I can understand your suspicious nature, and I too wondered why it happened. But also, I will say this: I know that we are all, even as a company, not in the best financial place. I don't think it would be classy for me to go that way. I wouldn't do that.
In fairness. To be fair, and I actually thought about this all weekend, Mike. The fact that you're bringing this up is like you're in my head. I said, man, Rob's so effing nice that he knew he won the bet and he didn't bang down the door for his money for whatever reason. And I felt like I was going to call you. It slipped my mind. I imagine the dog ran across the hall and I was like, oh, I forgot about it. Mm-hmm. But you were
going to call Rob.
I was going to call you, Mike O'Mara. And say we just gotta go into our Venmo accounts and send him our money because he's been so kind to wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, wait a second. Is this contrived? What is happening here? Like, did he tell someone in a chat room or on Cake and Cookies that he got stiffed by old Michael Mara and Oscar mm-hmm. Santana that we don't pay our debts? And we had, and then somehow that came from a Cake and Cookies thread somehow over to our show. And now, what is actually happening? Because that was a very public forum to call us cheap.
Yes, it was.
Right?
Yes, it was. And didn't we make the My question to you, Rob.
Okay.
Have we discussed? And don't pretend you don't know this.
All right.
Because I know you do. Had we discussed this on the show? I seem to remember we had discussed your payment. On the show at some point.
It was left open-ended, and that exactly what happened.
When was it left open-ended, roughly?
I think the debate really closed at the end of the regular season because we didn't pick playoff games. So it would have been late.
No, yeah. But we established
that you won.
You won.
Right.
Payment was an issue because we didn't have checks in-house.
Right. And also, you were not eager to pay because you were disappointed in the whole way the bet went. And I think that was partially shtick for the show. But you said, we'll get back to it. And, you know,
But Mike actually called me after one of those shows and said, let's pay him.
Yeah, and then it was a matter of getting checks up to the show because, you know, you had to have the checks
which
sent up.
Which we did.
And we did. But then the checks came up, and it was not a particularly great moment for the show, and we held off on it. And I didn't press the issue.
Yeah, but we didn't choose to hold off on it. You chose to hold off on it.
No, because
he's such a nice guy.
It's not a big deal. And I don't know why it became a thing on the show. My personal theory is that once one person called about it, they smelled the blood in the water, and the Sacramento-styled listener that loves controversy continued to call. So I think the second and third call.
We got three calls on it.
Three.
Right. The last call, I totally believe, was maybe doing that kind of shtick. But the first two, They felt like independent contractors.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how that happened.
With the emphasis on contractors.
I have no idea
like
why it happened.
A cousin of yours.
Yeah. So where does it stand
right now?
Where it stands right now is today, I am going to go and get myself paid, and I'm going to mail Maddie her cut of that check.
Okay. All right. That's done and done.
Yeah. And I apologize for any awkwardness. It was not done with any sort of malice intended. It was just trying to time it right because I know at the base of it, we are still a team, and I didn't want to put the pinch on anybody.
You're a wonderful person. But to clarify and clear Mike's good name and my good name, did I say pay yourself when we get the checks?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
When did you say that? When
months
did you,
ago.
Yeah, it was probably like mid to late February.
Yeah.
Do you think it was him being nice or was it just his overall sloth?
No. I think that... okay, so if you're saying that he forgot about it...
I mean, really, he gets wrapped up in crap and he doesn't do stuff.
And he was lazy. No, the one thing I know about Rob, and there's...
Rob loves money.
No, but I'm also the same way, and Pony's the same way. And I think you are to a certain extent, Mike, where we're so well aware of the state of our business that if we're not thriving, that's not something we're going to just bring up.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
But if we're embarrassed in a public forum, we're just going to get it over with. And you best believe you're going to get your money and nobody will ever say anything about that again.
Yeah.
But if I given my choice, I would not like it to have ended this way. I don't know why the person called. Please don't call. You want to help? Don't help. Thank you.
I get you. Yes. I understand that. I understand that. I mean, I'm fresh off the heels of all this financial stuff with selling my car.
Right.
With Car Gurus and BB&T who were having the big battle royale. If this was a cage match, and now please welcome Branch Bank and Trust, BB&T in the blue corner. The blue corner taking on Car Gurus in the left corner. And this is a heavyweight title match with who wants to do the least? Who wants to do the least? And it's BB&T saying that you have to fax things even though nobody uses faxes anymore. On the left is Car Gurus, an 85-year-old woman who doesn't understand modern technology, and they meet in the center. So I'm a little fresh on all this financial stuff. You know, it really was the battle of who can do the least. And BB&T.
I love the notion of that, the battle of sloth.
Yeah, and BB&T, okay? In this day and age, all right, the idea of faxing, I don't have fax capability here.
No.
I just don't. I don't have a fax machine.
Nobody does.
No one uses faxes anymore. What is the deal with that? It's to slow things down. But ultimately, it worked out fine. And Mrs. O'Mara is very pleased that in these tough times, we have eliminated that rather obese car payment that we had because I rolled the Subaru into the overpriced Dodge Challenger, by the way. Oh, I saw a chart, too. I don't know whether Snopes has verified this, that my Dodge Challenger depreciated 78% when I drove it off the lot. That's how much, that everybody wanted that. So there we are. Hallelujah. That's gone. But here I am. Yeah. Want to go to the store? Ride your bike. She said that to me the other day. I'm getting my, I want to talk about the screen, my broken screen.
Oh,
can you see that?
Yeah.
I'll talk about my broken screen again. And Carly said, oh, really? I said, yeah, you'll be using the car. Yeah, I think so. You can ride your bike.
Hey.
Do you have a basket on it?
Florida, I do. On the back.
You're set.
Not on the front.
I was hoping on the front with three flowers on it.
Front's only tricycles. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Pony.
Hi, Pony.
Do you like bonuses?
Yes.
How about shows? Well, how about a bonus show? I know. It's unreal. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's a thing, and you can buy it. So don't wait. Get it. Now.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all.
That's all.
Thank you. Thanks, Pony.
Sorry.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Are you tired of the same Netflix shows?
Yes.
Why not watch something more meaningful, something that could bring your whole family together, home movies? Break out the box full of films and camcorder tapes and have them converted to DVD or digital. You just need Legacy Box. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all your home movies and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud.
Cloud.
And now it's on sale. Legacy Box is the way for you to preserve your past. You can do it from your home. It's so easy. You pack and send. Legacy Box digitizes everything by hand, and then you enjoy. Enjoy. Just have a waiter back at a golf club I played at and said, enjoy.
That's
I did
good.
A whole bit. It's the funniest thing I ever did for my mates back there. I'll tell you in a minute. It's real easy. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. They've helped over 75. You moron. 750,000. Well, I didn't read it. Yeah, well, why don't you read thoroughly? Well, shut up. 750,000 families, they digitally preserve their past. To brighten your day, Legacy Box is currently offering an incredible 50% sale. Prices start at $34.99. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and send it in when you're ready. To get started, preserving your past today, go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. But today, to take advantage of this exclusive offer, buy today. I'm really having trouble reading this.
It's fine.
Big black dots. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer.
LegacyBox.com.
I think we get it, Mike. We're good.
Mike, you mentioned Netflix in that
spot. I'm
going
to do the whole thing for them because they are a fine advertiser.
All right.
And they deserve it.
All right.
Slow
Start
down, Michael.
The music.
To brighten your day, Legacy Box is currently offering an incredible 50% sale. That's the first problem. Isn't it 50% off sale?
No, it's a 50% sale. That's what they call it.
I think either work.
I don't like 50% sale. I like 50% off sale.
Let's make it off.
Then we will fix that.
All right. Look at the bullet points and see if you got that right.
Mm-hmm.
Prices start at just $34.99. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and send in when you're ready. How about send it in?
Yeah.
All right.
When you're ready.
Send it in.
Get started preserving your past today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer, then send in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last.
Got it.
Now, Mike, you mentioned Netflix in that spot. I did
help
watch the...
me to help you. Help
I watched
me to... help you, bald man. Help me to help us and you. What?
I watched that Daryl Hammond documentary yesterday. What a pick-me-up.
Oh, it is not. That is not something you watch after a few drinks.
Wow.
No. You watch darkest it in the
darkest world.
It was a mind-blowingly dark documentary. Yeah.
Did any of you or anybody you watched it with happen to say what Mrs. O'Mara said with, I don't know if I believe him. Did you have that moment at all where you thought maybe he might be fudging
a
little bit?
No, not at all. No. Not at all. Okay. I thought it was, because you know what? He brings that up at one point. He says people that don't go through this stuff don't have it in their wiring to make up the fact that their mother hit them in the stomach with a hammer.
Yeah. I agree. I'm just throwing it out there. I was just throwing it because I heard it, and I looked over at Carla, and I called her a soulless monster when she said
that. But it's recommended. It's a laugh-getter, so check it out.
Right, do it after you're really happy.
Yes,
so today,
it'll cure that.
I am going to the store, the You Break, We Fix store.
Yes.
How much should I be...
I have a question.
This,
there's no case on your phone.
Yeah, I know. There's no case. That's why I broke it.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Because it fell and
actually,
it broke,
Oscar, the case itself shattered. The phone only cracked.
This is the tell. And maybe you guys notice this. And I watch Billions. It just came out with the next season, which, by the way, is hard to digest, especially in the middle of a pandemic, because you can't really buy into taking over the world financially when there's the world's crumbling financially.
You know? I mean, really, in the last 9 weeks, it's a different time. Yes. This would have been different if you watched it on January 10th.
This is the reason why, and you're going to laugh, but do you remember the show Entourage at its apex?
Yeah.
So it failed.
Aquaman.
It failed in the long run because the recession hit and nobody was buying into Entourage and their lifestyle because the recession hit.
What the hell does that have to do with my phone screen?
When I watch Billions, every one of the actors that has a smartphone does not have a case on them.
Because they're so dreamy and sleek when you don't have a
case. And they're so wealthy that it doesn't matter if something breaks because somebody's there, like a butler's there to give them a new phone.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I said, who doesn't have a case on their phone? That's like so unrealistic. Even the wealthiest, I would imagine, would have a case on their phone.
I had one, but it got, I don't know what happened.
Doesn't have a case on his phone.
I took it off when I couldn't hear the volume.
Okay, gotcha.
Simple black leather Apple brand case. Simple.
I have an OtterBox. Phone. On
OtterBox
the same
is
phone.
Great.
I have
amazing.
An OtterBox, Mike.
I've had OtterBoxes before.
And an OtterBox you can take, you can take them scuba diving.
I have an OtterBox is when I spray my phone with actual plastic film on the front with Lysol because I've touched everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel bad about it. I don't think I'm going to void a warranty.
I haven't cleaned my phone in a long time.
Don't do it with Lysol without a protector, please.
No, yeah. Lysol gets in there, that little plug.
Yeah.
It ain't
great. Oh, really? You got a problem. So how much should I be popping for? How much will they charge me for this screen?
For them to come to you locally.
No, I'm going to them curbside, I believe. That's the way it's going to work. Uh-huh. Or mask and inside the store.
Okay.
Not sure.
The only context I have to come to you is $150 to come to your office. So you probably pay $75 to go to them.
Okay. So $75 to $150 is what I expect to pay.
Just be careful, Mike, if when you give them the phone, when they return it, make sure it doesn't look like this. Because that's not a phone. That's an iPod.
Good sight gag.
Yeah. Perfect. Hey, I got ripped off. I can't make calls on this. I hear my favorite songs, but I can't make calls on this. Dang.
On this.
All right. We'll be taking a break here. Yes, it was a short break because we're backed up on the commercials, you see. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Call me a joker.
Here we are, P1s. Come and get your cocktail party. Come along, my little ones. Champagne, drunken wives. All free on Friday. I've lots of lovely goodies for you. Naughty words. Mixed drinks. Maybe even ice cream. Treacle tarts.
Treacle tarts. And ice cream. And all free.
Come along, kitty winkies. Come along, my little dears. My little mice. What will it be?
Oh, no.
Shannon. Superstar Carrie. It's all on Facebook Live. Go inside, my little dears. And all free on Friday.
Nice.
Maybe my favorite ever.
Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Coronavirus update.
Good.
After promising to keep middle seats empty for social distancing, viral photographs show United Airlines operating with entirely full flights. When questioned, United replied, yes, but money. Because Taylor Swift had to cancel her tour this spring, ABC Television will air part of a concert filmed in Paris last September. The special is 2 hours long, or roughly the length of three Taylor Swift relationships. Funny. Major League Baseball owners have agreed to start the MLB 2020 season in July. Also in a surprising move, the National League will now allow the use of a designated coffer.
Sports joke.
Luckily, the TMOS Shopping Center lets you breathe easy, get things from Target and Walmart safely from home. Hit up MikeOMaraShow.com and the banner's right there. Click it like you mean it. Instant access to Target and Walmart. Trust me, if they don't have it, you don't need it. It's really fantastic. And in this day and age, I use Walmart a lot on the TMOS Shopping Center.
They have everything.
And they have everything. You can get the curbside pickup at Target and Walmart and take advantage of that. That's my advice to you. The TMOS Shopping Center. Shop from home and help us out. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me a ventilator.
News.
Boo. That was so loud. Oscar, and yes. I think, Rob, maybe you've watched the Michael Jordan documentary, The Last Dance.
Robert is all over it, yeah, so I've seen it in the background.
I'm in.
How crazy would this have been, Washington, D.C. people? Someone dug up an interview with Kobe Bryant that he did with the Washington Post a few years ago where he said he almost signed with the Washington Wizards in 2002 just to play with Michael Jordan. Kobe and Shaq were both on the L.A. Lakers at the time and hated each other, even though they'd won three championships in a row. So he thought about leaving L.A. and heading to D.C., where Michael played his last two seasons. He said, quote, I've always been very big on having mentors and being around guys who have done it before. And he added that it would have meant he could be around Michael every day and learn from him. Obviously, that never happened, so we can only guess how well they would have meshed. But Kobe predicted it would have gone well because they both refused to lose. Quote, we would have put together a great team and we would have won championships. Could have been?
Oscar, did you ever go and see Jordan play when he was in D.C. for 2 years?
I did. I remember going. My sister was able to get the tickets.
I went once. And I just thought that was pretty cool.
You wanted to feel like you saw. Yeah, but he was in his prime. He played minimal minutes. But the idea of seeing Jordan, I mean, that was the cause for going, right?
It is something that really Robert, he questioned. He said, was Jordan in the time as amazing as this documentary is making him appear? I said, that and more. And I saw him play. And he said, what?
Yeah, it was.
I mean, that's the kind of thing. That's like, I think in years to come, that's going to be like my father saying that he saw Mantle and Maris play. I mean, that's legendary stuff.
He's up there. Absolutely. Yeah. The people behind Tiger King are ramping up production on a follow-up season that will go beyond Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin. And the new episode, they may take on the 2003 mauling incident that ended Siegfried and Roy's Las Vegas show. Roy Horn just died of complications from coronavirus last Friday, but supposedly this was in the works before that, and if you're looking for a next chapter after taking on Joe Exotic, Siegfried and Roy would be a logical step. But it's a totally different dynamic, I would think.
100%.
It's a retro thing.
Think about the CGI you're going to have to use.
The Hollywood Reporter. Why
and also, is Montecor still with us?
I'm not sure. Is that the name of the tiger?
That's the naughty tiger.
That's the tiger that attacked
that
Roy.
That mauled him.
The mauling tiger.
The Hollywood Reporter says the new season would, quote, act as a higher-minded corrective to the first seven episodes, which have been criticized by some for glorifying animal abuse. But a spokesperson for the show's production company is denying they're going to switch to a more conservational approach with future episodes.
I watched the whole series almost twice. It did nothing to glorify animal abuse. It pointed it out that it was a problem.
I think they got to calm down. I think the show ain't that big a deal. I think it happened at perfect timing. That's what it is in media a lot.
Yep.
To be clear, these new episodes are different from the upcoming Tiger King projects involving Kate McKinnon, Nicolas Cage, and Rob Lowe. Enough with the Tiger King. I mean, really, okay? Enough. Was it a good reality program? Yeah. Do I think about it anymore? No, I really don't. But the media is still obsessed with it, and they have stories about Tiger King every other day. It's ridiculous.
I want to see a musical adaptation with Dame Judi Dench as one of the tigers.
As one of the tigers. Thank you.
In her
you
cat's
right.
makeup. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that'll be wonderful. New survey asked people what social things they missed the most from life before the pandemic. Here are the top five. Five, going to a bar with friends. Big. I agree with that one.
That's fun stuff.
Four, having date nights. I'm married. I don't do date nights, but I'm sure that if you are a dater, you get it. Number three, hugging. I hug every day. I hug my own family every day. Get plenty of hugging.
Tony Bennett hugs every day as well.
Tony Bennett hugs. Here you go. Thanks so much for giving me a hug. Oh, I got a dry cough. Anyway,
Tony, the temperature.
Celebrating big milestones with friends and family. Just being around family get-togethers, I miss that. And having face-to-face interactions. I suppose that's up there too. But you can kind of do that on Zoom. By the way, Zoom, wasn't it funny where Zoom, everybody was doing Zoom and now nobody's doing Zoom? That's just the way
it Carrie
goes.
And I had a discussion. They were trying to cook up a Zoom call with some of our friends and Carrie said, I don't have anything to say. Let's bail.
Everybody was the same way. I had like three Zooms in 2 weeks, and then we haven't done it one other time. It's hysterical.
You should theme
it out.
Yeah, we did the week before Mother's Day, all the Stalkups did when we had like 26 people, and we did show and tell, and it was a blast. Everyone had to bring something. It was great.
Maybe show and tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And hey, I could do it with my sister and my brother-in-law. And their show and tell would be a big stack of money. Anyway.
Tell me about your money.
Quick hits. Here we go. Some people protested outside of a courthouse in Clearwater, Florida yesterday over gyms being closed. And the majority of them protested by doing squats and push-ups. Apparently, they didn't realize they were demonstrating how you don't need to go to the gym to exercise. Mm.
Exactly.
There's a popular new hairstyle in East Africa. It's called the coronavirus. It's a bunch of braided spikes designed to look like coronavirus under a microscope, similar to the hairstyle Coolio rocked in the 90s, if you're trying to picture it. People can get nostalgic for the weirdest stuff right now. Apparently, so many people miss airplane food that there's a company delivering unused snack trays from JetBlue to people. Duh. A federal judge has ruled that strip clubs can get emergency loans just like any other business. They can't be excluded just because they're sexually oriented. I say amen to that, baby.
But they have to get their money in ones.
A nurse in Montreal was starting a new job at a nursing home and wanted a coronavirus test so she didn't expose any of the residents in case she had the virus, but she couldn't get tested unless she had symptoms. So she lied and faked symptoms, and they wound up testing positive for her. Mm. Wow. And she didn't have any symptoms. That's scary, isn't it? Could the virus change high school forever? One proposal says schools will need to have students come in for half days in the fall, and that schedule could permanently replace the one that's been, quote, crushing teenage souls for generations. I like that. Two men who refused to wear face masks got into a brawl with security guards at a Target in Van Nuys, California. The cops in Leander, Texas, have identified a suspect who threw steak and lettuce at a grocery store cashier because she was mad about purchase limits on meat. Two teenagers in Florida who were caught running around a Walmart coughing and spraying people with Febreze say they were, quote, just trying to be funny and make videos for YouTube. Florida. Lots of these stories in Florida, isn't it?
Influencers.
Great?
They're influencers.
They're both facing disorderly conduct charges.
Disorderlies.
And a Red Lobster in Pennsylvania was so popular for takeout orders on Mother's Day, they wound up having to turn people away. I have no idea why that is included in the quick hits, but it is. And now, a little something, people. Good, a 23-year-old guy named Derringer Barton and a 21-year-old named Blakely Marsh were at an Applebee's in Kingsport, Tennessee. Just turn the mower up. Just sit in my front yard with the mower on idle. Just stay right out there.
Mike, if you tip them, they might rev it.
1 square foot, 6 hours to mow that spot. There's one weak link in my new community. The crews that I used to revere and knew by name. It's a little different now. Oh, he's gone now. Gonna spend a half hour in the other yard with 2 square feet. Anyway, their names were Derringer Barton and Blakely Marsh, and they were upset when the bar manager announced last call around 10:45. So they started flipping over tables in the restaurant. The cops came. They arrested them in the parking lot. Derringer was in his truck, of course, so he was arrested for driving under the influence. Blakely was arrested for public intoxication. No word on how angry the two were for being named Derringer and Blakely.
Hey, Derringer. Yeah, Blakely. Yeah, they're telling us to get out. Let's turn on them tables.
Tucker
turn up
their
tables. We're in a nice place. Want to know the kind of minds that are inside restaurants right now? There you are. Ain't going to bite me in the ass. I don't know what the fuck.
You goddamn more than dipping sauce?
My mama got sick. Now she's sick. I don't know how she got sick. Duh.
Mike, check in on Tony Bennett's dry cough, please.
Hey, something's amiss. Thank you.
We'll take 100.8,
that's bad, right?
I left my thermometer. We'll come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Yeah, Derek. Derringer.
Alan.
King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
A good fence is thrilling to me.
I once shared a cab with Dick Shawn.
Oh, boy.
There's only one thing I won't pierce, right? I fired my tree surgeon for malpractice. I'm out of syrup again.
Oh, no.
Shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. Target and Walmart. Big bargains at TMOS.com. Buy it, baby. Be a helper. That's all.
Thank you, Larry.
He's number out nine. Of syrup again.
Number nine. Number nine. Number nine. Yes, this Friday, it's the Mike O'Mara Show Cocktail Party 9.0. Us guys, yous guys, all the wives, the whole schmear. It's a Friday tradition that we all deserve. Drinks and laughs and your calls. And then after the Friday show, we hit up a second location known as the TMOS Bonus Show.
Mm-hmm.
Beware of the second location. It's another episode that streams free of charge following the regular show. We provide it as a free service, but after it streams, it hides behind that dastardly paywall. So make sure you tune in. Also, keep in mind, there are nearly 500 other commercial-free uncensored bonus shows available to you for just pennies a day at MikeOMaraShow.com. And a subscription just might boost your immunity. It couldn't hide. It's your passport to the Asport. Copyright 2020 TMOS. 7 p.m. Eastern, the fun starts here. The TMOS bonus show, proven fun. And the proof is at least 80. Skull. That's an alcohol by volume reference. ABV. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, me, Twill 2020, Rubs, B-Wag. I got Daryl Hammond on the brain. I'm trying not to do his impressions.
Yeah.
Tilt Comple. Yes.
A quick question before the audio vault starts.
Yeah.
Is your computer plugged in or is it just on our end? We may have a signal issue here. Just want to make sure.
Hello? Yeah, my computer is plugged in.
Okay. Then it's on our end. Hello. No worries.
Yes.
Rob, you look great.
Previously, thank you, Oscar. You look beautiful as well. Sexual and passionate, as all Latin men are. We referenced it earlier, the press conference yesterday. It had been a while since the president had gone out and answered questions from the press corps. And there was a CBS correspondent.
Went really well.
Yeah, it was great. And I'm going to play you the conclusion. It's a spoiler alert. This is how the press conference ended.
Okay. Do you point out that the reporter asking the questions is Asian American?
Yeah. Her name is, I hope I get the pronunciation of her first name right. I think it's Weiha, W-E-I-J-I-A, Weiha Yang. And she is a CBS correspondent. And she is Asian American, but she is American. And she's with an American news agency. And this is how the president handles it. By the way, I love the way these are so well organized. We've had over, you know, well over 250 years of this great nation, or nearly 250 years of this great nation. And the presidency is a well-oiled machine. Press conferences should always go this well.
Why is this a global competition to you if everyday Americans are still losing their lives and we're still seeing more cases every day?
Well, they're losing their lives everywhere in the world. And maybe that's a question you should ask China. Don't ask me. Ask China that question, okay? When you ask them that question, you may get a very unusual answer. Yes, behind you, please.
What, sir, why are you saying that to me specifically?
I'm telling you. I'm not saying it specifically to anybody. I'm saying it to anybody that would ask a nasty question
that's
like that.
That's not a nasty
please
question.
Please go ahead.
Why does it matter?
Okay. Anybody else? Please, go ahead in the back, please.
I have two questions.
No, it's okay.
But we'll you pointed to me. I have two questions, Mr. President.
Next, please.
You pointed you did, to
you
me. Called on me.
I did, and you didn't respond, and now I'm calling on
sorry, I just
the young lady in the back, please.
I just wanted to let my colleague finish, but can I ask you
ladies and gentlemen, please? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And here is something they need to remember.
This guy.
He's
looking
presidency.
At the Asian lady. He's looking at the Asian American lady, and he's saying China because she's Asian.
China.
Just abysmal. This is unacceptable from any human.
I know.
We would be fired.
This
show
CEO,
could potentially be
if it
off
was a
the
CEO
air.
CEO of a company.
Then he would be dismissed.
Done. Yes.
If I had an Asian American guest on,
right.
And I said, well, you should know that, right? You get that. And said, why? It would be, it's inexcusable. Mm. You're not allowed to do this anymore. This is not right.
And
we got to get our country back. Come on.
It needs to be stated the fact that when they do these outside in the Rose Garden, it's beautiful. But
thimble-brained, myopic dope.
When they close a press conference that quickly, it's a long walk for him to get back inside, which is so awkward.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, thank you, goodbye. And he turns and they walk. And you just imagine all the reporters looking at each other like, what? What?
By the way, are we kicking to the finish line here or what? Because everybody's
making it.
Are we going to be okay?
We're gonna make
I'm just
it,
trying
yes.
to think. Okay.
Okay. Dateline CNN, Bristol, Virginia. Bristol, Virginia actually lies on the border of Tennessee to a point where there is a street in town that bisects the Virginia side and the Tennessee side. Now, as you know, state by state basis for restaurants, right?
Yes. Right.
So on one side of one street, restaurants are open, and across the street, They're not.
Right now, I'm standing in Tennessee while the camera I'm looking at is in Virginia. Uh-huh. On this side of the street, of State Street, you've got restaurants that are able to do dine-in service. But I'm going to walk across the street now. I'm going to cross state lines where people will be encountering a whole different set of rules. Okay, now I'm in Virginia. And on this side of the street, there is no dine-in service yet.
It's tough because I can see the Tennessee side. I can see them. So if there's a virus over there, it's over here.
If there's a virus over there, it's over here.
You're on your own.
You're exactly. On your own, people. Precisely. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's distract ourselves for a moment. Do you remember popular singer Seal?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Married to Heidi Klum.
Yeah. Right. And he did that great song, Kiss from a Rose, from one of the Batman movies. Mm-hmm. Beautiful song. But what if that song was sung by actual seals?
Okay, this is a winner.
Just keep in mind that Kiss Mike smells like fish. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday. Please be wise. Be safe out there, okay?
Strong finish there. Wow. Seal's funny. Seal sounds very funny. That's it. We got to get out of here. Stay safe. Remember, you're on your own. We'll be back with another show for you tomorrow. Who knows what solutions we'll have to the world's problems then. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Just try and have a little fun, folks, that's all.
Should I tell people that I am a good at sex?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.